From the Sky News Centre at 11, Iran's foreign minister says it would be very dangerous for everyone if the US gets involved in strikes against its country. Donald Trump has said he'll decide whether to join Israel's operation over the next couple of weeks. Tehran insists it's willing to sit down for negotiations over its nuclear aims, but Israel's attacks have to stop first. And the Iranian foreign minister says that's reasonable.
In order for us to come back to diplomacy, the aggression should be stopped. It is obvious I cannot go to negotiation with the United States when our people are under bombardment, under the support of the United States.
An NHS trust says it's made improvements as fresh concerns emerge over patient deaths following the case of Alice Figueredo, who took her own life aged 22. Coroners have raised warnings about at least 20 other deaths linked to the North East London NHS Foundation Trust. Researchers estimate this week's heatwave could claim nearly 600 lives in England and Wales. The warning comes as forecasters predict highs of 34 degrees in some places today. There's also a chance of thunderstorms. Salvage crews say water is being pumped out of a British super yacht before it's fully raised later. It sank off the coast of Sicily in August, killing seven people, including billionaire Mike Lynch and his 18-year-old daughter. Maritime salvage expert Nick Sloan says everyone involved has to respect the tragedy.
People died, so it's a graveyard. You certainly don't want social media being filmed live. So all of that will be controlled. You have to respect that people actually died there. This is a very serious investigation.
A group claiming responsibility for a break-in at an RAF base could be labelled as terrorists. It's understood the government's planning to ban Palestine action after paint was sprayed on jets at Bryce Norton in Oxfordshire. And England's cricketers are hoping for an early breakthrough on day two of the first test against India, who controlled the first day. The visitors are resuming on 359 for three at Headingley. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
So, Katie, it's the first day of the school holidays. What do you want to do?
Well, Mum, I was thinking... Can I go and knock for Ruby?
Well, I don't know, Katie. That's a busy road. Are you sensible enough to cross it carefully on your own?
Please, Mum. I'll be really careful. I promise.
Well, fair enough. You're a big girl now, Katie. I trust you.
Yay! Okay. Now, where is the best place to cross?
Katie! Hi, I'm over here.
Ruby!
Katie!
If you're crossing a road this holiday, play it safe. Don't get distracted.
Hit music. All the stuff that I like to listen to just makes people feel good.
Now on DAB across Essex. The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Bring it back, sing it back to me. When you are ready, That was Sing It Back by Moloko, I believe, and this is a great song. I am George Hayhow here on the Radio Club Takeover. Yay! Oh, yeah, baby. And we've got a jam-packed show today, if I do say so myself. So to start off with, we have Willow with Movies for our first feature. Then we've got Top Bits of the Week with Holly. Xanthi's quiz after being in China for so long. Xanthi is finally back.
Yippee!
For everyone. then we've got a sports report with me and Bailey. And Shane, even though he's not in today, he's been kind enough to record a feature of Game On for himself to add on to the show. Now it is, let's play you another song called My Love by Route 94 featuring Jess Glynn. That was My Love by Route 94 featuring Jess Glynn. And now I'm going to take you to Willow with movies updates. Now, to you, Willow, in studio.
Honestly, like, last night I could not sleep at all. So I ended up staying up watching Corpse Brides. And oh my God. Victor annoys me so bad. He's so... I actually hate him so much sometimes, you know? Because, like, in the beginning... He keeps running away from Emily and all that. Like, you literally married her. What's on? Like, what's going on? But his character arc is okay, so he's all right. My favorite character is, like, Emily, because... Oh. My favorite character is, like, Emily, because she's just so sweet. And I feel so bad for her. Like, how... She makes me so sad. My least favorite character is, like... My least favourite character is Lord Barkus, because, like, he's just so douchey. Like, he literally killed Emily. How could she even do that? My favourite song is probably, like, Tears to Shed. Have you seen Corpse Bride, like, anyone?
I've seen Corpse Bride before, yes. It's a great feature, if you ask me. Movie. I enjoyed the Corpse Bride a lot. I think it's a great story in terms of love. It's very fantasy, and I like fantasy movies.
Yeah.
I think at times you could say, oh, okay, that happened. Sometimes you question, what just happened? It's so confusing. But then you get to... I think some people would get confused by it. But when you rewatch it, you understand it.
Yeah, fair enough.
What else? Does anyone else have an opinion on Corpse Bride, or have you seen it before? Anyone? Anyone?
Damn.
Once, going twice.
Yeah. No, I've seen it. Not for a long time, though. I can't lie. But it's a good film. I might need to watch it again at some point.
Any more updates on films, Willow?
Oh, yeah. Like, today, after Radio Club, I'm going to go see How to Train Your Dragon, but the real-life action.
Oh.
You know, it's been years since I watched a cartoon action, like, the cartoon version, so I kind of forgot what it's about. But it's about, like, I think it's about this guy called Hiccup.
Yeah.
And he, like, befriends a dragon called Toothless. We all know Toothless.
Yes.
Like, instead of killing it, because that's, like, the norm, because I've Vikings, duh.
Mm.
I still remember Ragna. She's my favourite character. She's, like, so sarcastic. Mm. Such, like, a girl boss. Have you guys seen How to Train Your Dragon?
I've seen it a lot of times. I can say I really liked it. It's a DreamWorks classic. Yeah. One of the best they've made. So I'm pretty sure everyone else here has seen How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, I've met the author of the books as well.
What?
Yeah.
The books.
She's really nice. Yes, because How to Train Your Dragon is based off of books.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not.
You not know that?
No.
Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, my God,
no. I don't read books.
Well, maybe sometimes you should start.
Yeah, we can tell, man.
I've read a few books before.
You should really start because... Wait.
I know. Answer this seriously. Now that you mention
did
it...
Did you not know that the How to Train Your Dragon... film series was based off of a book series.
I mean, now that you mention it, it rings a bell.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I said it.
Okay, I forgot it, people. Don't expect me to remember everything.
Okay, I forgot it, people. Shh.
No one asked for your opinion. Anyways.
Well, I'm giving mine anyways. Be quiet.
Actually, I'm doing the show, so I can't be quiet, actually. Don't tell me to be quiet.
Me.
I'm turning your mic down now.
How dare you?
Well, your feature's done. Thank you, Willow. That was a great feature indeed. I'll have you know I do remember the book now, just a full disclosure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, now I'm going to pass you on to your next feature, Walk This Way by Sugar Babes versus Girls Aloud.
Walk this way.
That is Walk This Way by Sugar Babes versus Girls Aloud, even though I think the Aerosmith version. I do like that one as well. now let's go into top bits of the week with Holly. So you take it away, Holly.
Thanks, George. Hi, it's Holly, and I'm talking about the top hits of the week and also recent releases. So, the top hits of the week are Ordinary by Alex Warren, Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter, Love Me Not by Raven Lanae, Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan, and Dior by MK featuring Crystal. Now for recent releases, Benson Boone is back with his second studio set, American Heart. Meanwhile, Youngblood is aiming for a third consecutive UK number one album with his fourth studio set, Idols. In addition, Jay drops Plastic Box, a sick taste track from her upcoming debut album, That Showbiz Baby. As well, Cardi B returns with Outside, her second single of 2025, while Lola Young shares Not Like That Anymore, the second single from her upcoming album. As well, there are also new songs from global girl group Cat's Eye with Gabriella, The Kid Laroi with How Does It Feel, and the Jonas Brothers with No Time to Talk. And finally, Ed Sheeran drops a new song, Drive, recorded for the soundtrack to upcoming blockbuster film Formula One. And that is all for this week. Back to you, George.
Thank you, Holly. That was a great feature indeed. What do you think of those top hits of the week? Your thoughts on those?
I don't know, but Pink Pony Club is catchy.
Pink Pony Club. Hey. Anyway. I'll be honest.
Go on.
Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter? I'm locked into it at the moment.
Oh, are you now?
I like the song.
It's good.
Yeah, it's top hits of the week
waiting,
for a reason.
I'm waiting for the new album to come out. What's it, August, I think?
Yeah, 29th of August.
Ah.
29th. Man's Best Friend. That's the album name. I remember that.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for it.
It's going
to
be good.
It's going to be very good, I feel.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I quite like these albums as well myself. And thank you so much for that, Holly. That was a great feature. Really interested in top hits of the week myself because I am a huge fan of music. Now I'm going to play another song for you, speaking of music. Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue. That was Padam Padam by Kylie Minogue. And now let's take you into a classic, iconic feature in the Radio Club history, the one, the only...
Zampi's quiz!
Right. I'm not having this. I've been away for two whole weeks. I just assaulted a microphone by accident. I'm very sorry. I've been away for two whole weeks, and I come back and I still have to deal with this.
Yes. Zampi, it's a warm welcome back. We should be happy. Yes.
Anyway. Hi, guys. This mic seems really dodgy. Okay, hold on. I'm migrating. 1 second. George, put the other mic up. Hold on.
All the mics are up.
Okay. I'm back.
I will take this one.
Did you miss me?
Yes.
Right. For anyone that doesn't know, I've been away. I've been away in China for two weeks, on a work experience exchange, and now I'm back.
Yay! Anyway, what's the quiz today, Zampi?
The quiz today is about cookie dough.
What?
Cookie
dough. Well, excuse me, today's National Cookie Dough Day. So, I'm actually very on theme.
Me like cookie.
Of course you do.
Okay, right. There's no teams today because lack of people. So we do solos. Right, number one.
Solo.
If I can find the question I have. In what year did Ben and Jerry's introduce the chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream flavor?
1964.
That was quite a straightforward answer.
That was very quick. That was quick, actually.
Yeah, 1972.
I will go
19.
You go the 60, we're the 70. You can do an 80 and 90.
I'll go 1982.
1982? Oh, you'd be the closest with that one.
Oh, what the hell?
1984.
Oh, I was 2 years off.
2 years off, so Holly gets unos point. Oh, Balen, why are they messaging me? Tell them to shh. Radio Club members that aren't here, such as Shane, are messaging on a group chat. I keep interrupting the quiz. I'm not having that.
Anyway, you could ignore your phone.
Just wrap him.
I'm using my phone for the quiz. How am I meant to ignore it?
I'm kidding.
Silly.
I'm kidding. Right.
How... A single 2 ounce serving... I don't know how much that is in grams. Hold on. Serving contains... Actually, no, let's not do that one. That was boring. Okay. True or false? Cookie dough has survived wars.
What do you mean cookie dough survived wars? Did it fight in World War II?
Yes.
What?
That's the question.
Is it true that cookie dough survived wars? I would say true.
I'd say true.
Because how does it still exist today?
That's true.
Exactly. It's true.
True.
Yeah, I'll go true.
Okay. You'd be right. It did war during World War II. It didn't stop the need for cookie dough, despite the food rationing.
Fair enough.
Have fun with that. How long has cookie dough existed since? And I want a century, please.
A century. Oh.
So the 18th century.
So, well, how long is it? Well, you said it first. I would say
19th century. If that exists, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it does. We're in the 21st century, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take a gambling guess and go 17th century.
17th? Any other guesses?
I'll go 18th century.
So George is actually going to be the one that gets the closest, even though he's still very far off.
Aww.
Cookie dough has a very long history. Yeah. It has existed since the 7th century.
Oh, wow.
That's a while.
Really?
That's so long.
Must have been time back in the Romans.
No, hey, who doesn't want some cookie dough?
Good point.
How many questions have I answered now?
That's three.
That's three. Okay. Yeah.
Give us one more.
We'll do another one. Why not? Okay. Hold on. Where did I put the question? I lost it. True or false? There is a national cookie cutter historical museum?
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
You're all saying true?
Yeah.
You'd be right. It exists in the United States. It's dedicated to cookies and exhibits cookie cutters from all over the world.
Mm.
Now, I think we're at a tie now.
No, I'm at two. They're both at three.
Yeah, there's a tie between two people. So I'm going to see if we can do
tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker. Thank you for the word. I'm actually losing it. Frozen cookie dough. We're going to ask you about the shelf life of frozen cookie dough. Okay. Why not?
Okay.
Frozen cookie dough can last anywhere between how many months? I want you can give me... I'm looking for anywhere between a range. It's a short range, but you can still go between it.
4 months.
I'll
go 2 to 3 months.
I want to make you do another guess because you're both terrible at this one. Do another one.
Oh, fine.
I want another guess.
Is it seven? Is it longer than
seven?
I guess I'll go.
Seven's the lucky number.
I'll go 9.
Ding 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 ding. Frozen cookie dough has a shelf life of anywhere between 9 to 12 months if kept refrigerated.
Ooh.
That makes sense.
So, hey, you can prolong that cookie dough. All right. Last question because we now clearly have a winner. Last question. Do you like cookie dough?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
It makes me a bit sick.
I already want some cookie dough ice cream right now.
What, me?
And now, because it's this...
What about yourself?
Right.
I love it as well.
My bad Humpty Dumpty.
In this...
Oh. All right, I think we should start...
Who did last?
Announce the winner.
It must have been the win. It's quite windy in here today. No, hey, it's hot today. So why don't you treat yourself to some cookie dough ice cream?
I agree.
I think you should. I might actually get some.
Should we go? Agree.
Wait. A little trip to Asda. We get some cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we should do that. Right, the winner, very, very obviously, is drumroll please. Holly! With 4 points.
Yay!
That's the end of the quiz for this week.
Thank you, Zamfi. That was a great quiz on cookie dough, if you ask me. And now let's take you into your travel update. Looking into your travel update, let's go into your roads. On the A127 London bound, slow moving traffic between Halfway House and the A128 and M25. Wickford Golden Jubilee Way, Nevenden Roads. In the A132, slow moving traffic between London Roads, A129 and the Nevenden Interchange, A127. Wickford Golden Jubilee Way, Nevenden Road, A132, slow moving traffic between the Nevenden Interchange change, A127 and London Road, A129. On the A127 London bound, slow moving traffic between Rayleigh Weir and A129 on the Fairlane Interchange, A130 and A1245. Rayleigh, there are slow moving traffic on the High Street northbound between Rayleigh Weir and Interchange, A127 and Crown Hill. A127 eastbound, slow moving traffic between Progress Road and Kent Elms Corner. On the A127 London bound, slow moving traffic between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. On the A12 northbound, slow moving traffic between J17 and A30 Howe Green and J18 A414 Sandon. On South End, slow moving traffic on London Road eastbound, A113 between West Bourngrove and Victoria Avenue. South End, slow moving traffic on West Bourngrove on the A113 welcoming West Bourngrove and Victoria Avenue. On the between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. South End, slow moving traffic on Eastern Avenue, A1159 westbound between Fawcett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. Now looking into your train updates, there is nothing to report on the Greater Anglia at the minute. Everything seems to be running smoothly as can be. And on the C2C, there's nothing to report there either. Everything is smooth as can be. And that is it for your travel update for this hour, but stay tuned for your next travel update in an hour's time with Abby on Coffee and Tea.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
Get ready for a day filled with fun, food and fantastic shopping at one of Essex's premier shopping malls, Eastgate. Situated in the heart of Basildon town centre, Eastgate is your go-to destination for a memorable day out with friends and family. Whether you're craving a delicious meal, seeking exciting entertainment or hunting for the latest fashion trends, Eastgate has it all. Don't miss out on the ultimate shopping experience. Visit us soon and explore everything Eastgate has to offer. For more information, check out our website at eastgateshoppingcentre.com. See you there.
Life of Crystals, the little shop of harmony. Most of our stock has spent thousands of years in the making and is ethically sourced from all over the world. We have a large range of semi-precious crystals and jewellery for all your needs, including tumble stones, raw crystals, centerpieces, and all things metaphysical. Crystal therapy, Reiki, hot stone massage, and Indian head massage. We're open Monday to Sunday. Pop in and see us at the Lower Galleries, Eastgate Shopping Centre, Basildon.
If you would like a fun day out in Basildon, then come to Glow Sports Zone in Eastgate Shopping Centre. It features a glow-in-the-dark crazy golf course, glow darts, glow pool and a glow bar. Whether you're a family looking for a day out, a couple on a first date or a group of friends, you'll have nothing but fun at Glow Sports Zone. Come to Floor 3 in Eastgate Centre and experience it for yourself.
All the hits!
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now, on DAB, across Essex. Across Essix.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway, the Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
That was Q Sarah Sarah by Lady Bird Song Group. And that was your local artist for this hour. And if you're a local artist yourself, be sure to email us at unsignedgateway978.com. Or if you want, you can come down to the studio personally and request a song that you have. And then maybe it can be played on the radio as well. But now let's go to our next feature, which is the one and the only.
Team TV, absolutely superb.
People are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now.
Radio Club Sports Report.
Take it away, Bailey.
I've realised that last week I actually messed up the home game addresses. So it turns out our ground is having some refurbishments done. So we are going to be playing on, well, we will be playing at the Post Office Club at Gardeners Way for the South End Manor game. and the Basildon Town game. It's literally just right round the corner from the Hive. It's just, what's it, the next road, actually. So, yeah, we're going to go straight up to George. Go on, George.
Thank you, Bailey, for your amazing update on Basildon United. Now I'm going to take you to some cricket first to start off with. So recently tomorrow, a county championship game with Essex and I believe Ham. Yeah, that's their name. And then coming up on the 29th would be Essex and Yorkshire. Those are some big matches for them indeed, considering the road we've been on has not been great. But hopefully we can make it out to be better over time. And now I want to take you to something that's been happening recently, which is the Euros under-21s matches, because there's a big match going on today, I believe, to be England versus Spain. Now, think of this match as like the women's Euros, which is not too far away, I believe. England versus Spain, big rivals indeed. These two were finalists last year, with England coming out on top with a magnificent save, penalty save from our keeper. And we've also got other matches coming up today, which is Portugal versus Netherlands. And those are your quarterfinal matches for today. Tomorrow will be Denmark versus France and Germany versus Italy. So those are some amazing fixtures. I believe them to be on ITV, which is good to watch. England matches at 8 o'clock, so maybe if you love watching under 21s, you'd say let's bring it home again. I believe it to be great matchups as well. I believe also what happened last weekend was the UNICEF match, Soccer Aids, from an amazing play by Carlos Tevez, who recently made it back, scoring 4 goals for the 5-4 victory, which really surprised me. An amazing final winner with someone who did say round the end that they were going to score the winning goal. And congratulations to them. They did for their team. We also had some really good players playing for us. Wayne Rooney scoring a goal. Magnificent from him. And then we also had other players who I actually couldn't remember their names scoring goals. But well done to you guys as well. It was a great match on Sunday, indeed, from my opinion. And that is it for your sports update of the hour. But I should be back next week for your next sports update. And now I'm going to play you another song, Always On My Mind by Shane Codd, featured Charlotte Haining. looking ahead to your community action. Don't go anywhere. There's still lots more to come on the show here on the Radio Club Takeover.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
All the other national stations proclaim to be local. Have you seen them in your area? Well, nor have we. This is your Gateway 97.8. Truly live and local.
On the lookout for a bargain? Perhaps stop off for a light bite? Come to Basildon Market at our market kiosk, St Martin Square, with over 40 friendly traders offering a wide variety of goods and services. The best of Basildon in one clean, well-kept place. Open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturdays for real value. Basildon Market, close by the town's bus and train stations, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Visit us at St Martin Square, your Basildon Market, where everyone loves a bargain.
Your say, your way. Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Hi, my name's Peter and I'm part of the team at New Life Wood. We're based over in the lovely surroundings of Wat Tyler Park in Pitsea. We do two things. We're passionate about the environment, we keep waste timber out of landfill, and we make beautiful items handcrafted from reclaimed timber. So come down and see what we have to offer. But we're equally passionate about people too. And as a registered charity, we support local vulnerable adults in the community. So these are men and women that might be living with a diagnosis of a mental health condition. They might have a past history of offending or indeed substance or alcohol misuse and are in recovery. We're not here to make a judgment about that. We see the person and the potential, not the problem. So we provide work placement opportunities where people can come down, spend time with us, learn new skills, build their confidence, feel much better about themselves, feel valued and appreciated, and go on to achieve their potential. And better still, equip themselves to go out into the wider workplace and hopefully have the skills and the confidence they need to find a job. To get in touch, if you'd like to help with volunteering, or if you need someone that, if you know someone that you'd like to refer, then you can contact us at New Life Wood on 07904 150 180. Or you can email info@newlifewood.org.uk. Our website address is newlifewood.org.uk. Or if you're on Facebook, you can find us at New Life Wood Essex. So give us a like and a share. Or you can pop down to see us Monday to Friday between 9 and 5 or on a Saturday morning. So do pop down and meet the team.
Gateway 97.8. Community action.
Local radio.
The Radio Club Takeover, serving the community.
When it comes to
That is House Every Weekend by David Zoe. And now I'm going to take you into the next and final piece of the day. The one and only.
Level up your radio experience with Game On, your ultimate gaming fix, news, reviews and epic battles only on Gateway 97.8 Radio Club. Game On, are you ready?
And unfortunately, Shane isn't here today, so he thankfully recorded his feature and sent it in. Shane, you're a lifesaver, even though you're a square for not coming in today as well. Let's get into your feature.
Hey, gamers. So apologies, I am not at the radio club at the moment. I am currently at Milton Keynes at Bloodfest, watching all the fabulous acts up in Milton Keynes, but let's get on with Game On. So, of course, it's time to fire up your consoles and clear your schedules because Game Pass is going all out this June, from classic strategy revivals to arcade chaos and cinematic war zones. This wave is packed with hits you won't want to miss, so let's kick things off. FBC Firebreak drops you into a frenetic first-person shooter inside a mysterious federal agency, and it's available right now as a day one launch. You can also jump into Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time. The wild multiverse-spanning platformer full of time-warping action. And if you're in the mood for something a bit darker, Lost in Random, the Eternal Die, offers dice-powered combat and a twisted fairytale vibe. Of course, on June 18th, we buckled up for Star Trucker, a space trucking simulator with arcade flair, and test your tactical deck-building skills in Wild Frost, where you'll battle through blizzards with every card you play. Then on June 19th, we gamed on with Rematch, a day one drop that's pure arcade-style soccer mayhem. 5v5, no upsides, no downtime, just high-speed fun. Of course, if you're looking for something more relaxed but still awesome, Volcano Princess lands on June 24th, blending RPG storytelling with a wholesome daughter-raising sim in a fantasy kingdom. Then get ready for a nostalgia overload on June 26th as the Warcraft trilogy drops to PC players. That's Warcraft 1 and 2 remastered and Warcraft 3 reforged, all with updated visuals, modern UI, and reworked multiplayer. And don't miss Against the Storm, a dark fantasy city builder with roguelike replayability, perfect for strategy fans. The action ramps up again on June 30th with Call of Duty World War II, bringing intense boots-on-the-ground combat from one of the series' most cinematic campaigns. And we're not done yet. July 1st kicks off with Little Nightmares 2, a creepy cute puzzle platformer, and Rise of the Tomb Raider, where Lara Croft faces danger, discovery, and an ancient mystery in the frozen wilds of Siberia. A quick heads up, six titles are leaving Game Pass on June 30th, including Arcade Paradise, Journey to the Savage Planet, My Friend Peppa Pig, Robin Hood Sherwood Builders, and SteamWorld Dig 1 and 2. Play them while you can, or grab them with your Game Pass discount before they vanish. This is a massive wave with everything from nostalgic RTS classics to brand new day one launches. Whether you're a solo adventurer or squad-based strategist, Game Pass has something for you this month. So jump in, press play, and game on. I've got to go because I've got someone shouting at me to go to see Spider-Man, but have a great show.
Thank you so much, Shane. That was a great feature indeed. Now I'm going to play you another song, Lost in the Sunshine by a Sudlow Radio Mix, which is by Sophie Ellis-Bexter. We'll be right back. And that was Lost in the Sunshine, which is a Sudlow radio remix by Sophie Ellis Bexter. Unfortunately, that is where the show comes to an end. Aww. I know, you guys, you are sad. But we will be back next week, though, however, as we would be every Saturday from 11 till 12. And don't go anywhere, because we still have Abby coming in for coffee and tea in a couple minutes' time. And that would be it for your show this week. But stay tuned, as I've said, and we'll be back next week with a jam-packed show as per usual. Now I'm going to play you another song, I'm Good, which is reference to Blue by David Guetta and Bebe Rexha.